That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
But who didn't give it? Where's it at?
Let's go. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another splendiferous episode.
You know, that's a really good goddamn word.
You're goddamn right it is. I've no need for apologies.
I'm the great boy.
I'm the God, Dave Temple.
And I'm the great boy, Derek Gaines.
We are back hanging out live for another No Need for Apologies. Thank you, everybody, for joining us in the live chat. Thank you, everybody, who's watching this later on YouTube. It's all appreciated. It's all there. Make sure just right now to get all of that goofy shit out of the way. Drop a comment for the algorithm. Share this with like 2-3 people that you know. We seem to have gotten a little bit stunted on YouTube.
What happened?
Well, I mean, it's just the numbers went way down, and I think it's just, you know what it is? I think YouTube is weird like this, because I have a lot of positive content that I watch. Like, this is the way my day goes on YouTube. I wake up in the morning, and I'm all about my positive shit. Right?
Okay.
Stoicism, and Alan Watts, Carl Jung, Abraham Hicks. Like,
talk
I'm listening
shit.
To all this motivational shit, you know what I mean? That shit will never show up on my homepage.
Why not?
I don't know. It's like, if I go in, like, if I, all right, I'll go down, like, say, like, I go down, like, a Fresh and Fit rabbit hole.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They'll, like,
I'm gonna embarrass you hoes.
Right. They'll be like, yo, do you want to watch this, like, every day when I come in? And I'm like, no, nigga, that was one time. Like, I watch everyday stoicism every day. And that shit is never in my fucking algorithm.
How
you know
about
what I mean?
That?
And that, yeah, so I think our message has gotten a little too positive around here. Where
really?
I don't know. I just feel like that's the only reason why we wouldn't be coming up, because
they shadow banned.
The numbers
don't even
match the subscribers. You know what I'm saying? So you're gonna tell me that all of our subscribers are just not on YouTube every day? Every
Damn.
Day?
Wow.
Just, you know what I mean?
They're so always just trying to stunt the black
just
man.
Just share it. You know what I mean? Share the clips. If you found something that you was like, you know what, that was pretty cool. Because here's the thing. If you like it, your friend's going to like it. That's how it works, right?
I thought our shit was popping on Instagram. I'm always getting
on Instagram? Yeah.
Look, man, Instagram's it. I know YouTube's supposed to be the tube of the use and all that, but now Instagram, we be getting numbers. Like them 82 and 85,000 and shit.
But
you know.
I want to get the fucking YouTube.
You're right,
because
you need
going.
YouTube. You,
well,
yeah.
All right, you guys know the YouTube revenue. Well, you don't know that. I try to be fair and pay my producers.
Okay.
So, you know, the Patreon, the, what do you call it? The YouTube revenue, all that kind of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We send to Lil Baby T, the producer, which, are you guys in the studio today, Toto Tower? Hey, what's going on, Toto Tower?
What it is, what it do? What's up? Good to be back.
What's Nets going on, gals?
How you guys doing, man?
Chilling, killing.
Chilling, wow. Killing.
Me too. I mean, it depend. What do you ask in life?
Chilling and killing.
I guess so. Yeah. I just want to say what's up to y'all. You guys sitting
there,
like
doing
little,
a chill
little
and
boobs.
Kill.
Two feeling little boobs
good.
Sitting in there.
All right.
Feeling good.
Yeah, I like it.
Go
when
girls.
These two are in there. They're
I like
cool.
When the girls. Are
I like when Jorge's in there too. But I can't. I honestly cannot tell if Jorge likes us
you
or not.
You got a resting Jorge face. Jorge has a resting Jorge face. You don't know what the fuck that nigga thinking. It's a lot. It's a very stoic
Jorge,
face.
Jorge, I have no idea what is going on with that guy. He's
a deadpan.
I mean, he's a typical. Jorge's Mexican, right? Yeah, I think that's
his name
a typical.
Is Jorge. Come on, Dave.
That might not. Come on, man. Your dad's name is Jorge.
My dad's name is George. Cut it out, Duolingo.
That's
come
Black
on,
Jorge,
Duolingo, man. I know that's the Mexican. That's the No. Don't nobody call him Jorge Gaines.
You
fuck out of here. They call him George.
Your dad is Jorge in some other country where he's
maybe they call him Jorge.
Some shit like
Jorge
that.
Jorge Gagne. Jorge Gagnez.
But no, man, like, I'm trying to think.
Land is plain.
I think most Mexicans, you have no idea, like, what they really think or how they feel. You know what I mean? They just, they keep it real simple.
Talk shit, talk shit.
Okay. Hey, nigga, you heard me.
They get away with that.
Okay. No, they always bumping their music. Just walking down the street in their book bag, it's weird.
Yeah,
it's a
man.
Lot of that. And they got, like, Team Jordans on. Not the good Jordans, but the bad Jordans. They always wearing the bad Jordans.
And I always think it's children until I get in front of them.
That's so bad.
Because it's always like, little, and they always got, like, little designer jeans on. Like, they're
like,
not
very
designer.
Weird, but they're, like, they got chandeliers and some shit on them. Or... Like, it's a weird, like, they're bejazzled.
Right.
But they got some kind of funky, like, he going, like, sometimes there's a cowboy hat, depending on where you're at. You know,
Mexicans,
I get it.
Mexicans look like young people who pull their pants all the way up. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, shit.
You see,
that's
like,
kind of funny.
Yeah, he should be cool, but he's not sagging. And then you get in front of him, like, oh, that's a grown-ass Mexican man.
Nah, man, that belt is passed down from generation to that belt they use is I'm fucking around.
Or
I don't even
ladies,
know if that's true.
The ladies with those kid Skechers on. That's the shit that cracks me the fuck up, man. They be wearing
with
straight
kids and
size 5
no,
Skechers.
Shout out to them girls that be having busted Jordans on. That's another level right there.
Yeah.
You see these little scraps. Happy girls, little 21, little big buck girls, but they Jordan, they fives be fucked up. You be like, nah.
I used to
they
judge.
They probably got dirt on their nails.
I used to judge fight videos that way. Like, if the girl who had the better sneakers, I figured she was going to be the victor. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a fight video with two girls, one wearing Jordans and the one wearing Jordans did not win. So I just always assume when I see busted Jordans, oh, that girl's been in a fight.
She's scrap.
Yeah,
that girl's
a
scrapper.
She's been in a fight somewhere.
That girl is scrapper. She get down. Sharkeisha molly whopped that girl. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad. Sharkeisha. She should have went to jail for that.
Where is Sharkeisha now, man?
Pull up Sharkeisha.
Yeah, there's no way there could be another Sharkeisha. If you just type in Sharkeisha.
Shark is in a name.
Like, you talk about Miss Sharkeisha?
Sharkeisha. Shark.
Sharkeisha.
They should make that like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of coming out of the water, instead of a shark, it's a big old black bitch.
Yeah.
With a big mouth and teeth.
Shark. I would see
Sharkeisha.
And not even go see it.
Because you know me, I love the shark films.
If it popped up on Tubi, a movie about Sharkeisha, I'm fucking watching a Sharkeisha Tubi.
Apparently she has a whole new account. Because motherfuckers keep hacking her shit.
Dad, why they keep
hacking
Sharkeisha?
Her shit?
Sharkeisha,
who the fuck is
big old
remember
cute
I told
head.
You I have a friend that likes to disappear and reappear on Instagram?
You're friends with Sharkeisha?
Games?
Oh, yeah.
Playing
friends
those
with
games.
The fake hack. The fake hack. All right. Well, today would be a fun episode. We got some great guests coming through.
Great guests.
We're probably going to get to a little 2B, not 2B.
Okay.
Go ahead. Say it into the microphone, T. I don't know why you insist on doing it. Either that or you're going to have to learn sign language.
Do you know sign language?
I learned some this weekend.
Oh, teach the people what you learned.
Okay, so
ready? Tell them
real
what we
quick before we get to the guests, man. We were just shout out to Soul Joe's.
Shout out
Derek
to Soul Joe.
And I. We were just at Soul Joe's in Pottstown, Pennsylvania this past weekend.
Very silly.
Thank
show.
You to the people that came out.
Very silly
one
show.
Of the most interesting experiences I've ever had in comedy. But in our green room was fucking flooded with people when we got there, right?
Yeah,
weird
I didn't appreciate that.
One of these women introduces herself. She goes, hey, whatever her name is, I'm your sign language interpreter for the show. And you go
like,
what? Oh, okay, all right, you know. So come to find out,
we
some people
fans.
Bought tickets that were deaf. Deaf. D, is it D-E-F or
D-E-A-F?
D-E-A-F.
D-E-A-F.
That's the only time that that's acceptable. They was deaf, bro. D-E-A-F. Mm. And you're required by law in the state of Pennsylvania, if someone buys tickets and says they're deaf or hearing impaired, you need to provide a sign language interpreter. And these women showed up ready to sign. Now, they almost didn't work because the deaf people ended up being black.
Oh, shit.
And they showed up at least 20
deaf people show up even later
into the show.
Deaf people show up even
like
later.
The first, the opening comic had already performed, left, brought me up. I was into my set when all of a sudden a group of people were let in and they had to set up a light and a chair for the sign language people to do sign language for these three people.
Yeah.
And this poor girl. This poor girl.
Oh, yeah.
If you've never seen Derek's set, Derek's set is littered with the N-word.
Oh, yeah. It's sprinkled everywhere. Like scallions on fancy scrambled eggs, nigga. Like this little poor white woman had to keep telling with the sign language for niggas.
Apparently, was the sign language the
it's
sign?
It's this. It's.
It was like this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, so the way you say nigga in sign languages.
This bitch was poking her nose all goddamn night. All goddamn night. Looked like she was swatting gnats away from her face.
Oh,
like she was
God.
Doing this shit. Beep, beep, beep.
This poor girl had to say nigga all night to these three black deaf people.
And I never had so much fun in my life. I did it more. Like, I doubled my niggas that night. Because I was like, this shit is fucking insane.
Oh,
I was
shit.
Like, just to be an asshole, I'm going hard.
Oh, man.
Oh, so great.
Pot Sound was great. It was a great wrap-up. Guys, we got two stops left on the four
shit, man,
tour. The four tour is just about over.
We did this
weekend.
Months.
For the people who are watching live on Gas Digital, mm-hmm. We are in Baltimore at the Port, April 8th, 19th and the 20th. It's a 420 weekend, a 420 show. Come on down, have a good time. There's still some tickets left. And next week, April 25th to the 28th, Derek and I will be in Phoenix, Arizona at the House of Comedy.
Yeah.
And we are going to put on for the final stop.
Comedy
of the four
Condo
tour.
Be smoked
yeah.
out.
We're going to smoke out. I'm bringing my daughter, though. I told you that, right?
She smoked? We got to bring in the kids.
Let's go ahead and bring our guest in, man. You know, it's funny. My older daughter is coming to the 420 show.
Yeah.
She specifically asked for tickets for her and her friends to the 420 show. Nathan McIntosh
Nathan!
In the building. How
yes!
you doing, buddy?
Yes.
I'm great, man.
Downward tech.
We bam, bam, got... bam, 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 bam.
Nate.
We still
YouTube
Nathan.
Bell.
We don't have that. We got something a bit better. Come on, Nathan McIntosh. Should get a... Yeah, a little.
Oh, that's hilarious. I was just going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm good, man. How are you guys? Thank you.
I'm good.
Thank you for having me.
I'm glad I'm sticking.
Setup.
I've been nailing the Nathan aspect of it. I don't know why.
You.
One time I saw you go off on a rant on stage about how people just assume, Nate. Hey, he's like, hey, I'm Nathan. And people go, okay, Nate. And he goes, I fucking
no,
said
you,
Nathan.
We need that the H-A-N at the end, motherfucker. That's
yeah,
what it is.
Well, my full fucking name. I gotta move this cord. My full name is Nathaniel, but I go by Nathan.
Okay.
Nate, I might have said this to you at the time. Is it possible to turn this down? Or maybe I can just stop talking, because this is fucking so loud in my own head. Thank you. Now it's, oh, whatever.
Are you matching his body language?
No,
right now?
No.
Because
okay.
Our producers have brought it to our attention, and I think so have the guests, that apparently, Derek, you and I, by the end of the show, we're both just...
We be, you know how, because it's that Philly how we drive.
Yeah, and we're driving right now.
Yeah.
We're driving a podcast.
And I'm good, you know, and Nathan's about to bless us with the knowledge. So.
Well, just Nate to me sounds like a 10-year-old boy climbing a tree. Anytime I hear...
Okay.
Doesn't it sound like a kid with gum in his mouth? Who's about to fall out of a fucking treehouse, smoke his head on a rock, and then roll into a river? Am I
Nate
crazy?
Nate is like a nasty Nate. It's
yeah,
like two
see,
things.
Nate
could be a 10-year-old or a creep.
More like an older black man.
Nate.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, I
know an old black dude's named Nate.
What's
you know
up,
what
Nate?
I mean? Yeah.
Sure.
Nate is a glasses and guy, glasses indoors at night.
Glasses
kind of guy.
Indoors.
You know,
well,
like
no.
In my head, I hear, yo, Nate was down at the basketball court. We was fighting with his baby mom. You know, it was
in a treehouse though, chewing gum.
In a treehouse, yo, this nigga Nate be fighting with his baby mom in a treehouse sometimes. But yeah, there you go.
I'll say, just about no black people have ever called me Nathan. It's always Nate.
Well, yeah,
always Nate.
But it's like it's nice.
It's
casual.
I get it. But just as a my name is Nathan. Most and the only reason I really care is like for fucking. I don't care like if people are just talking, but just for online shit. If somebody wants to find a thing, you know what I mean?
I dig it.
That's it. That's all. But
trust
this
me,
is great.
If your name was legally Nate.
Everybody
black
call you
people,
Nathan.
Black people would not call you Nathan. They would find some other way to jazz
Nathaniel.
No. Yeah. I mean, that is my legal name. I gotta
Nathaniel.
Stop shatter my fucking spine.
Yeah, don't shatter your spine.
Do you go to a chiropractor a lot? Are you
I do. I got a
the...
chiropractor. I got this new thing. Check this out for my sciatic and all this shit. I got this thing. I got on Instagram. It's like a belt. It's a belt, but it vibrates and it heats up. so I can just walk around the house with it, and it just adjusts the sacrum.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What about? Just sitting like this.
Nah, it takes away. I might as well just.
I get it. Look, as soon as I sat like this, I felt like a dork. I'm not
going to say
it. As soon as I sat like this, I was like, I feel like a guy who paid his taxes April 10th.
Yeah, man, because in Philly it was toxic. Like, if you put your seatbelt on, what the fuck is wrong with you? You think I can't drive? What you doing sitting up with you, a dork? Like, you'd be like, oh, goddamn, son.
Hey, no, I get it. Back has to be shattered at all times.
Yeah, and just, you know, be comfortable with your friend driving like a maniac.
Like, driving like a maniac.
We're not going to die. No,
you
we're fine.
Just got to hot.
It's snowing outside, and he's doing 90, but it'll work out.
95.
You know, like, yeah, it's all about just proving that you are not a bitch.
Yes.
Yeah, man, because your whole life, I'm not going to be no bitch.
I remember the 90s. Yeah, I was there.
Listen, I remember, you know what's so funny?
We're still in it. You see, we got two pillows.
Shout out to my nigga Spank. My boy Spank from Philly played a joke on me one night. Me, Lawrence Killebrew, and Spank did a show out in East Giblet, PA, right? So we get
Giblet? Is that a real place?
Whatever. It was fucking out. It's like 4 or 5 hours out. So we finally get back, and I think just to fuck with me, Spank and Hawk in the car. It's some Philly shit. He said, yo, man, Derek, was real cool hanging with you, man. Yo, text me when you get in, right? And I go, all right. He goes, get the fuck out of here, nigga. What the hell's wrong with you? Text me. You're this gay ass nigga. It was the funniest shit. Like, I fell out in the street laughing. What you mean, text me
in? For 1 minute somebody actually cared about you. It's like, what? Yeah, no, fuck you.
Text me, you gay ass nigga. What's wrong with your ass?
Text on the suburban dude. Yo, text me when you get in, man. Oh,
yeah, now I was, all right, I get it. Because I went, okay, get the fuck out of here. It was great.
Yeah.
In the same instance, he just waited. So, yeah, no. So that's the. That's why.
No, I get it. I mean, probably not to this degree, but again, yeah, I walked through the 90s. It was all, but you couldn't do anything.
Couldn't do nothing.
You couldn't look at anybody. You couldn't wear a soft shirt. You couldn't
do
anything.
What you looking at? Yeah. The fuck is you wearing?
My friend, but I think I talked about this last time I was on, but my friend, he had a chain, and we're walking, and some guy came out of the car and just started. He goes, "What do you think? You're hard?" And my friend had to fucking tuck his little bullshit chain.
He had to tuck his little.
He's 13. He's like, no, he's probably 15.
What do you
15.
Think? You're hard.
But this guy was going to jump out of his fucking car and kill a child.
For a
he's chain. He's going to go back to jail to kill a fucking. We were going to get lunch. We were just going to get lunch from school. We had like a math test. Stupid.
Just wanted some chocolate milk. Shit.
Yeah, that's when the scare program straight. It just works too good on the people that administer it. You know what I mean? And now he's just out in the street. Scaring people straight, like, you don't have to do that out of here.
Yeah, everybody seemed, everybody was a lot more on edge, you know? There was no talk of mental health, which I like.
Okay.
I like that
back
we had
when?
A point. To, yeah, man.
Back
fuck
then.
It. Whatever
happened. Mental health was illegal.
It is what it is. Things happen. You have to deal with them. Everybody's mental health is fucked. I don't even know why we're talking about it really in general.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal.
Uh-huh.
You want to get high?
Uh-huh.
Like really high.
Oh.
Like super duper legally high.
Ooh.
High enough to think that you've seen Carl's Winslow.
Carl's with an S. Carl's Winslow's.
Well, I need to talk to you about Delta 8.
Okay.
Yeah, Delta 8. It's quality, lab-tested, high-grade Delta. And you need to go to yodelta.com where you can check these things out. If you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, which I think is like all of them at this point, then you can go to yodelta.com, get your vapes, your gummies, all your flower needs. I can tell you this stuff works.
It works.
It's very, very strong. And, you know, try it out by yourself first. Don't go to parties and start seeing weird things and kicking down doors because
Jesus Christ.
You think you heard something, all right?
What a story.
So if you go to yodelta.com right now and stock up on all your Delta 8, you can use promo code GAS, G-A-S, and you're going to get 25% off of your order today. 25% just by typing in promo code GAS, which I like that we give the promo code up front. You ever try to buy something online and then you go to checkout and then they have that like little box like, oh, shit, coupon code? And now you go and leave, and then you go try to find, see if there's a coupon code out there online. You ever get caught up in that?
I remember coupons vaguely. I think when my mom's was struggling in my first, maybe the first, like, coupon. Yeah.
Okay, so if you are bawling like Derek, fuck that promo code. Fuck them. You go ahead and you pay full price. Matter of fact, in the promo code, you type in, I want to pay extra. Type in extra to pay 25% more.
Matter of fact, tack on another quarter for my Delta 8. I don't give a fuck about no coupons. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, yoDelta.com, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high. Let's get back into it.
But at this point in time, you weren't. You might go to the store, get punched in the face. Nobody said, how are you feeling? They're just like, it just is what it is.
Remember on the sandlot, when a motherfucker, remember the baseball went to his eye, and Dennis Leary just put a stake on his face? That's what the 90s was. Yeah. Put a stake on your face and shut the fuck up. Like, it was like, okay.
I'm learning that now. The stuff that I go to the doctor for now, okay. And I feel like a bitch doing it, but I'm trying to take better care of myself.
Bitch confessions?
And when you get to the doctor, and they're just kind of like, yeah, you know, just rub a little dirt on it. And you're like, that's what my uncle would have told me.
What kind of doctor are you going to? Dirt.
I know, right?
All right, I'm exaggerating.
But he's going to a witch doctor in the fucking jungle?
All right, it's
takes
like
a riverboat through the Amazon to find a doctor that says rub some dirt on it?
But they spit in it first.
Like, I'm missing some skin on my lip now because I went to a doctor like a week or two ago and I forced the lady to give me a biopsy. Because, like, my skin has just been dry for years.
Uh-huh.
And she's just like, there's nothing we can do.
Stress?
And I'm like, huh?
Stress?
I don't know. Yet. That's what I'm like. Give me a diagnosis.
Nigga got eczema.
Here's the thing. And this is what I told her, which was weird. And this is where we got into the fight, man. And
fight.
Here,
doctor
I'm
fight.
Getting old, and I'm fighting with everybody. I got into a fight at Citibank yesterday at Union.
Yeah!
That's a place to fight,
this.
Though. Yeah, Citibank can get all the way fucked.
It's insane. So I am here with the doctor, and we talked about this last week on the podcast, but I brought you up in this thing.
Because
I go, like, lady, you're telling me that there's nothing you can do and that there's no cure for this? And I go, I'm sorry. My coworker was a full alligator 3 years ago. He was an alligator, and now he shoots Dupixent in his stomach, and he's got glistening skin.
Wow.
How is there no cure?
I'm medicated.
And she goes, well, that's eczema. This is different. And I go, oh, you know what this is? Yes. Can you please fucking tell me so that I can do something about it?
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, it's dermatitis or something. And then
she gave me one of these.
Right. She's like, I'd have to do a biopsy. I'm like, so then, yeah, do the biopsy.
And this is, they take a piece of your lip?
She took a perfect square. That's where the skin, where my dry skin
is. They got to test the problem.
This is where the problem area was.
And, like, no, I mean, lip chap, nothing, doesn't matter?
Doesn't, it just sits on top, bro.
Got you.
It just sits there. You
got you.
Wait a minute, didn't you say moms or one of your had that? What's that thing, starts?
Scleroderma.
That!
I brought this up.
That might be a thing.
Up to my primary, like, dude, my mom has scleroderma. Do I need to worry about this? And he's like,
I've been talking about this a lot on, first of all, Citibank, honestly, can get fucked.
Oh.
Their whole fucking lobby is like North Korea. It looks like Pyongyang in there.
Yeah.
All gray, the coffee machine's broken, everybody looks sad.
The food is moving.
The seats are, there's no cushioning. Right. You sit down on just a rock.
Okay.
Citibank can fuck off.
And
that's right.
I used a good, nice, woke argument to be able to raise my voice in there yesterday, all right? So I opened up an account with them back in January. I did it virtually. It's a high-yield savings account. It was just
a
place to
yield.
Go. Right. So that's where it was. Never even set foot in the bank, right? They've got technology, which was going to lead us into your fucking special. God damn it. Down with tech. It's all working perfectly, okay? Because
down
it's
with
technology.
Tech. Money never
it's
waits.
Technology. I go on an app, and I go, I scan my driver's license, blah, 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 give them some money, transfer the account in there. Boom. I've never set foot in the bank. I don't even know where the fuck these banks are, but
talk
they
shit.
Have my money. And they have
talk
a lot,
shit.
They have a lot
talk
of my money,
Nathan. Talk shit.
A lot of
in
my
a high
money.
Yield.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I got a story right after this. I apologize. Go ahead.
So 4 months has gone by, right? I'm still playing around with crypto. That I've earned a good amount of interest in the account in the first four. It's fake money.
Yeah.
Fake money.
ETH? Fake money.
Let's take the fake interest money and give it to the fake crypto money and see what happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I just bought a dip in crypto with fake money. That's all I wanted to
do.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
But I went to go transfer the money digitally, of course.
Yeah.
And they go, we need the PIN number to your debit card. And I'm like, I don't have a debit card. I've never set foot in your bank. What are you talking about? You know what I mean? And can't get past it, so I go into the bank, right? Whole other problem. Now I get to the bank, and I go, do you guys have any withdrawal slips? I lie to you not. The lady looks at me like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I said, withdrawal slips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't really carry the slips no more.
Right. Buddy, she's like, use your
North
debit card.
Korea in there.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't have a debit card. She's like, well, do you have a driver's license? Yeah, here you go. Okay. And then she's looking. Clack, 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 clack.
All the clackety clacks.
It's going to be a while because there's like a form that I have to fill out to get money. Uh-huh. Oh, you mean a withdrawal form? Uh-huh. Yeah. That's what I asked for when I came in, right? So she's looking around and she's doing stuff. And then she goes, you know, where'd you open this account and how long?
The internet!
Right.
Whore!
Right. So now we have a problem. Apparently, somehow in the system, the profile shows that I was born in 84.
Oh, shit.
But my ID says 1983.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, that's not
I
good.
I took a picture of the ID and sent it to your app to get the goddamn account. So I don't know what happened, but please, can I just make a small withdrawal? Because I'm trying to go buy crypto. I'm trying to use fake money to buy fake money.
Yep. So you need real money to buy fake money.
Right, right, right.
Yep.
So she goes and she gets another. She's Indian, by the way. Not important to the story, but she goes and gets another Indian guy.
So she outsourced herself. All right, fair enough.
It's not important to the story, but two Indians are trying to get my money.
So now I got this Indian guy with a suit who's standing over her.
Okay.
And I lie to you now. He goes, we have a little, a small problem here. And I go, seems like a big problem if you're coming out here with a suit. Oh, no. It's not a big problem. It's just your ID birth date says 83, and in the system it's 84. And then he does the fade off. And then he's looking at the screen really hard, and he's, where did you open this? You know, it's the same line of question.
Same line of question.
And I go, and he goes, I'm going to have to get a manager. And I go, wait. What did you come out here for? Now, because I was patient. And I used the thing. I said, hey.
Hear.
Right.
This shit.
Don't. I told him, do not demean her value. She just said that.
What?
Do not act like.
Did you say that?
Yeah. I'm screaming in the thing. Do not demean her.
He's soapboxing at the bank.
She just said that. You came out to reiterate what the fuck this woman just said?
Oh, shit. You played that. Yeah. He went feminism.
Right.
Steve went full feminism.
Wait, how else am I going to win, right?
Yeah.
There's going to be a movie about this summer.
Feminism card.
Will Smith is going to play Dave Temple.
Don't you dare.
Yeah.
You know, he gets the little single tear.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. And then, they basically tried to pass me off to an 800 number, which I refused to leave. I'm like, I'm calling on speaker, and they're all now hiding from me in the bank.
Wait a minute.
They're giving me a problem on the fucking phone, too. You know what I mean? Their system's down, all kinds of crazy shit. So it was a scene. It was I'm an idiot. I'm an old man.
No, you're not an idiot. The fucking bank fucked you. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I years ago, I went in there with, I'm from Nova Scotia. I'm from a different place.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what was
that's
that?
There's a pool table right above us.
They be hitting the floor.
To tell us to be quiet.
Nah. No, they're just, you know how when people play pool, they don't even think. They just bang the stick on the ground.
Like, Jesus. I just started talking to someone and I started knocking at my head. Anyways, this is the fucking turtle's lair, huh?
Absolutely.
In the sewer.
Absolutely.
Under a goddamn pool bar. I went in there years ago. I'm from Nova Scotia. I had like $20 Canadian, and I didn't have anything at all at the time. So I went into the Citibank to try to get a change. $60 Canadian, sorry. Three $20 bills. I walk in to get a change. It's a bank. Banks take money. Not just from fucking here. Banks take money. I handed it to her and she looked at it like it was some sort of artifact, like enchanted ancient thing that she had to decipher. She's like, what is this?
Like treasure or shilling.
It's money. I go, it's Canadian money. And she's looking at it. She had to go get a manager. It took 20 minutes to get $60 Canadian changed.
Yeah.
I went back in there a little while.
I lost it.
I was just standing there like, wow, man, this place. Okay, so years later, I had an account with Citibank for a while, and I wanted to get a credit card. So I went in there, and I was like, hey, I want to get a credit card. They go, well, you don't have any credit. I go, yep, that's why I want to get a credit card. And they go, well, you can get a starter credit card. And I go, well, what if I have a whole other bank life in a different country? Can I use that credit to get this credit? She goes, you might be able to do that somewhere else, maybe across the street.
She just kind of just sent you away, huh?
And I go, if I can do that in another bank, why would I have my money here? She goes, She goes, you can take your money. I go, can I? Give me it. I go, give me it.
All of it.
I close the account right there.
Yeah.
They got a manager to come out. She's like, is there anything we can do? I go, absolutely not.
Yeah.
This lady just said, take my, I'm taking my fucking, I'm taking it. I took a little slip right across the street to the bank. Because you can take it. You can take it. As if my money somehow affects her. Right. And she's like, your money doesn't even affect. Lady, we're both people here.
Yeah, yeah.
Neither of our money affects Citibank. But don't talk to me as if my money is useless.
Right.
You can take it.
My money is why you have a job, you crazy lady. Nathan McIntosh, the new special out is, give me the title one more time.
Down with Tech on YouTube. Check it out right now.
Okay. Fucking hilarious. It's amazing. It's shot at the Cellar. I see my other guest is in the room, standing there, arms folded. Send my other guests on in here. It's a nice, cool little
hangout,
man.
It's a fun group. This is a fun group.
Down with Tech was amazing. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks for checking it, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Simeon.
How
are you?
Good thing. What's up, man?
Simeon.
How you doing, bro?
Young Simeon.
What up, y'all?
Can I also say this? I want to get Simeon's opinion on this, too, because I want to say this when you were talking about walking into the bank and nobody knows what's going on. I've said this a couple times on podcasts. Things are getting fucking loose out there. Nobody in any job knows what the fuck they're doing anywhere. Okay. That's what I'm saying. So you go talk to anybody. So when these people go, I don't know what to do. Nobody knows what to do anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's just slop.
No.
In most places, it's literally people wearing Crocs, covered in butter, looking at fucking TikTok, trying to get to help you do things. And they don't know what they're doing. You don't know what you're doing, so nobody gets anything done. Nothing fucking happens out there.
Yeah, bro. It's bad.
You're good.
It's to the point now where you're just like, yeah, you just go, just do crime. We might as well just get back to crime. There's no point in following the rules, being a civilized member of
society.
You
know what I like saying now on some fly shit? I'm like, when I get attitude at a job and I know I'll be in some shit, I'll just be like, you chose this. Remember.
Yeah!
But you
dude,
chose it.
Dude, it's not even...
That nigga's mad mean,
me.
Son.
that's wild.
Nigga's having a wild uncle conversation. Like, jump in here, Sim.
I'm not even saying...
Don't you hate young people, too? Get in here, Sim.
I'm not even saying that people at their job are mean or whatever. I'm saying that nobody out there knows what they do at all.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, so you go talk to anybody anywhere, they always say, I'm going to get somebody. Then that guy, they don't know what they're doing.
They don't know.
It is loose out there.
This is what be happening. It be like the oldest nigga at the job been there 3 years. You know what I mean? Like, because the job's not keeping niggas around no more. It used to be one nigga there who was there for 30, 40 years.
Or
like an owner or somebody who had like some stake in the company.
Yeah.
Like, now it's all like a CEO. 3-4 states away. You know what I mean? This nigga never even been in the
Zoom. He be on the Zoom. Yeah.
Countries away.
Right.
This guy's
he be on Zoom. Like, do that.
Before, it would be Tom's Hardware, and Tom was in there.
Tom was in there.
Like, in
if
the
not
back.
Tom's son was
right.
there.
Right. Tom Jr. was in there. Right. And they would be like,
we had a Tom.
TJ is here.
Right. And they would be like, yo, how do I hook up this shelf? He'd be like, I'm going to get Tom for you. You know what I mean?
And the crazy thing was, Tom Jr. was actually better than Tom after a while.
Right. The son was better than the father.
I got some new ways
right, the
things.
Son outdid
you,
the father.
Yes. Thank God, Tom Jr. I knew you'd be a good kid.
Right,
watch
Tom Jr. ain't
store.
Shit now.
You know,
no,
what
well
I mean?
that
and
like,
he would, you know, he would buy jerseys for the team.
Yeah,
you know
right,
what I mean? Like
right.
It was a community. Ain't right. no community no more. They'd right. be like, "Yo, thank you, Tom,
big
for chipping
box,
in money, bro. Right? For chipping in money, so we could do this year, so we could get to finals." And he did, you know,
the little giant.
Right.
Walk into a hardware store today. The motherfucker behind the counter won't even
it's
stop
your,
watching
it's your
movies
nephew, nigga.
On their
yes,
phone
movies.
It's to address
movies,
someone
dude.
Is in the store. Like, I now just start putting stuff in my pocket just to see, like, will you wake up? Like, how loose
But that's what
is
I'm saying.
It?
They not even invested like that. Like, no, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
man. Ain't nobody in the store like, yo, put that back.
Loose.
You know what I mean?
No, nobody cares.
Not anymore.
Right.
Nobody not since the great loot of
right.
2023.
Like, nah, you good.
Since all
and
the people
don't let
start
them be behind
jacking
all the
stores.
Glass with right. all the product behind them, man. You going to one of them smoke shops, you got it now. You're begging. Hey, guys.
But there's still, like,
can I just get a blunt, please?
There's still businesses you could go to that have that type of service.
Okay.
But it's not, you're not going to get, like, Chase Delta level service. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't no app.
Bro.
You know what I mean? Bro. Ain't no technology. Ain't no email. Like, you got to walk in there and still talk to this old Dominican nigga who don't speak English.
Let me tell you
You
something.
Know what I mean?
Like, I just ordered some sneakers from Nike from China.
Oh, shit.
China. That's they were able to keep me up to date on the production of the shoe, the shipping.
Shout out to the Chinese.
Even when it got delayed, like a UPS trailer missed their deadline, and they were like,
the UPS driver took a smoke later, break.
But you know what I mean? And they were able to update it just like that in the app. Now, an American company, I'm dealing with an insurance company that owes me a refund check.
They got the sneakers on.
4 months, bro. 4 months. And we ended up just having to do direct deposit because they mailed out two checks and we can't find them.
They didn't mail them. Yeah. No checks were mailed. Since they were hoping that you just went, fuck it, I don't need the money.
They'd be hoping you say fuck it.
They didn't mail any checks anywhere.
And down with check.
Money
never
wakes.
Let me tell you what happened with this shit.
Come on, man.
This guy called me to tell me they were dropping me. Never experienced this before. I had to update insurance policy on a property that I own, right?
Okay.
We refinanced the property, changed the terms of the insurance, and for some reason the insurance went out to look at the property. I haven't seen the property in a while. They looked at it, they looked at the roof, and they were like, we're not covering this. A, cancel the policy, give him a refund check for the month that was already paid for. You need to get that roof fixed before we put it back on. All right, cool. And even now, in January, I'm still going back and forth with a fucking roofer who's already given me the estimate. This is the conversation this week. Hey, are we scheduling this week at all? Because it's been raining like a motherfucker. Yeah. It's spring,
it's Seattle out here.
I'll see if I can possibly do this on Wednesday.
Today, yeah.
He didn't do it.
What's a roof costing, by the way? Just out of pure curiosity.
Yeah.
This one's going to cost me $2,350.
Jesus.
Oh, just to put some shingles, to redo some
shingles. Wait. $2,300? Yeah. Oh, okay. For a whole roof?
$2,300.
I might buy a roof.
There you go. Just to have.
Yeah, I'm going
to
get me one.
I might put a roof in the house.
Yeah, thing is covered by the refund check. It took me 4 months to get the refund check. Now I'm trying to get the motherfucker roofer to do the work. But the roofer, he told me he might not do it today because of the rain. Okay,
you know
I get
why?
You. And I go, but tomorrow we're good, right? So before coming into the podcast today, because he likes to confirm night before, I text him, hey, I'm not going to be able to answer my phone for the next few hours.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're confirming for tomorrow, the answer is yes, you already have the green light. Just go and fix the roof. He, honest to God, responds. This is what he says. He goes, I swear to God, man, I'm not trying to put you off. The rain today, I shut down the job today. Like, you were supposed to be at my place today. You said you couldn't do it.
He said, I swear because to of the God? Rain.
Yeah, he said, I swear to God, man.
Fucking 12?
I'm not trying to put you off.
Dude, lose! Lose!
Right.
Nobody's fucking doing anything anywhere.
Right.
Yo, you gotta get a Jamaican everyman.
Yeah,
that's your problem. You got a roofer.
The problem
you got to get a Trevor.
The problem is the pandemic made guys like this.
That's a T-shirt Chris Rock used to sell after shows.
Right, it's my new merch.
But a roofer. You need a Trevor.
You need a Trevor. You an asshole. That's what you are.
That's hilarious.
That shit was great. Good for Sim.
Anyway. But yeah, the pandemic made these guys rich.
Uh-huh.
These guys are all loaded up. They're all cashed up now, so they don't.
Who
have
the construction
to
people?
Any
but that's
contractor.
Always been
no.
the case.
Construction people are killing
no.
it.
No,
like that's always been mob money and all that shit.
No. Contractors that were struggling to build their own business, they would jump on any job.
Oh, you saying they don't exist no more?
I'll give you an estimate. I'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
And now, once the pandemic put a lot of money in everybody's hands,
niggas
and they were
got
home,
comfy.
Everyone started doing all of this home improvement.
Lackadaisy.
And every contractor got fucking rich.
Got rich and lazy,
right.
Fat
so now,
fucks.
South Park actually did a funny episode about this shit where it ended up all of the doctors and lawyers were hanging out in front of Home Depot trying to trade their services for contracting.
That was a good
because
episode.
Because the contractors, they called the shots at this point. And that's where I am.
An incredible
right now,
episode
man.
Of South Park.
Like, even that. Now, I've called other roofers. I'm in queue to get fucking new estimates, but they can't get out to me for weeks.
You need two references? Like Estee?
Yeah.
Yeah. Say, what other contractors you work with?
Right, yeah. Right, man.
And you gotta hire them.
Send me a picture of another house.
Yeah. You gotta hire them for spots.
Yeah.
I'm going to send a dude to your house. Let's see how you ask,
man.
That's pretty wild, bro.
So, Sim, you said we have an old man conversation. You don't get frustrated out here in the world dealing with these people at work?
You don't get frustrated?
Nah, I mean, I don't really be. I go to like a lot. I do tend to go to small businesses.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like little Spanish spots. No, because that's where you get the good service. Like if you go in a place where nobody speak English, and you don't speak their language, they're going to help you out tremendously. You know what I mean? They'll put your whole shit together for you. You know what I mean? Like if you go in like a Spanish hardware store and you there like, yo, I'm trying to do the sync with the shit. And, you know what I'm saying? They so happy. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then a nigga, he'll give you a card of a nigga who'll do it for you. Like, that's how you get, you got, because here's the thing. It's like, when you go to, like, the Upper East Side, anything wild expensive, but it's not better. You know what I mean? Like, a bagel with cream cheese
Those
in the Upper
just
East
don't
Side.
Know the price of
right.
Stuff.
They just don't know. $8. They just assume that that's what it costs.
Right, right.
But when you go to the hood, you know what I mean? Like, these niggas know what supplies cost. What labor costs because they getting paid that shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so it's like they know what a number is. You know what I mean? Like you're not really going to get them. Like you're going to get some housewife.
That's why everybody would rather service the upper echelon.
Right.
Like I can overcharge.
It's,
you
I mean,
have
it's
no
the same
idea
thing.
How much shit costs. And they're not stressed. You can get to it whenever the fuck you want. Like I feel like this guy thinks I'm rich.
Right.
That's why he's like,
because you talk about insurance companies.
Whenever.
You talk about insurance companies. You talk about a property you don't live in. This nigga don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Because the money never wakes.
Right.
Nigga Nathan.
Money never wakes out.
The money never wakes.
Dabble Tech is out now. Thanks so much.
But I still like Money Never Wakes.
No, I know. I appreciate it, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
It is crazy that, I mean, so he didn't go today. Is he going to go tomorrow? Actually, you know what? I don't give a fuck. Fuck this guy.
Yeah, fuck
get another
guy.
Roofer. Fuck this.
But
I'll
he can.
Do it.
No,
I'll do
point.
It. There,
he
I'll
can.
Do it. Man, yeah. For 2,000. Take 350 off. I'll do it for 2K.
I know. That's
you got to go.
Me and Sim will do it for 2K.
You
got
to go.
We'll
I'm
go
telling
right
you,
now.
Go to the Bronx. Go to a hardware store and act like you're going to do it yourself.
Okay.
Just be like, yo, I'm going to buy some shingles and some glue. This is the shit you use for the
you
roof.
Put
pick
on
up
that.
Like an Elmer's and be like,
glue.
This is the shit you use for the roof.
And
there's
going to
be a nigga like, yo, come on, Bobby. You killing me right now. Yeah. I'll do it for you.
You know
type
where,
shit.
You know where that used to work all the time?
That shit still work, but niggas
AutoZone.
Is afraid to go in those neighborhoods.
AutoZone, bro. Any AutoZone in the hood where there's just a lot of people hanging out in the parking
right.
lot.
Or like a flat fix.
You about to get that job done for $50.
Easy. On the side.
You just sit there and put the hood up and just look inside, and eventually two men will walk up and be like, what you got going on over here? You know what I mean? Oh, I could do that. Yeah.
You'd be like, what you want me to call AutoZone? They're going to be like, no. Don't call AutoZone. Call this number.
AutoZone had to change their policy. Like, yo, guys, you can't just do,
everybody be hustling.
You can't just do car work in the parking lot anymore, guys.
Like, right.
Because dudes would have jacks in their trunk. Like, I got you. We gonna change your rotors right here.
One time, I had a Mexican dude approach me in the parking lot because my car had a huge dent in it.
Okay.
In the parking lot of a Western Beef. He was like, I could pop that for you. $30.
You did it?
No, because I didn't have any cash.
See? That's why you always got to have cash on you.
Have some cash in New York.
They're not taking crypto.
Right, that's
they're
the
not
other
not
thing.
Cash PayPal.
That's the other thing with the dudes
they
from the hallway
store. They still speak cash out here. That's
cash.
Why, that's
no
why
Venmo.
I like, yeah.
No Zelle.
I used to pay my rent straight cash.
I was doing that for years, too. I was doing that for years too.
Yeah, just
my old.
And I would
yep.
like because my landlord used to live downstairs, so
yep,
I used to just do the pass off.
Bong bong.
Yeah.
Speaking of straight cash, there's a video I want to cover. This is old. Apparently, we were in Europe when this happened.
What happened?
I don't know whether you guys heard about this. Like, so Honey Boo Boo, she's trying to go to college.
Oh yeah, but, mom's robbed her.
Mom Duke spent
Michael
all
Jackson
the money.
Shit. Yo.
I mean, who didn't see that coming?
Gary Coleman.
Who
didn't see
that coming? But like. It is wild, all of her money. Can you please pull this clip
How much
up?
Money does she make?
Honey Boo Boo
I mean,
makes
Honey
millions.
Boo Boo, she's been on TV for at least 12 years.
I know who she is. I've never seen any of what she does.
Bad.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. Apparently, she's like, you know, she's on the come down, so now she's going to college, and she's like, hey, where's my Dancing with the Stars money?
Is that what she did?
She's well, like, yeah, you know, Dancing with the Stars is the, you know, that's the final, that's the Kung Fu countdown.
Well, just to give Nate some backstory, she was famous. She became famous because they had a TV show about her where she was like this sassy little chubby girl.
She was
girl.
A kid.
She was like a
beauty queen.
Chick.
Yeah.
But she was sassy
and
she
ugly.
Was like
Southern. Right.
So she won the hearts of America. And then her mom
was
has been
fat
a hot mess.
Slob.
Fat slob.
A big fat slob.
Yeah, come on, let's see. I'm hype.
That's the Masked Singer.
Is that her now?
And part
no.
of the Dance with the Stars money.
$33,000.
That's Honey Boo Boo.
What happened to the other Dancing with the Stars money?
That's her mom.
Because this ain't all of it, Gene.
$33,000? That's it? from Masked Singer and Dancing with the Stars. There should at least be six figures in that account. Jeez. Something's not adding up.
That's a big old girl, man.
Money is somewhere. I like it needs to be found right
she's
now.
She's just ASAP, like,
pause that real fast.
How do you get, see, this is, how do you get, there's no way to get six figures from being on The Masked Singer and Dancing with the Stars. There's no way.
Why not? You don't think so?
No.
Maybe then?
You do, man. Really? But she no. was... She was like a big baby. Reality star so, since she was yeah, like she was six.
She was the main person on her own show.
Right. So Masked Singer and Dancing with the Stars.
That was the end of her career.
But they would have gave her, so what, 100K saying, each or something?
Let's say they did that. Let's say they did 50K each. That would have been six figures.
That is six figures.
So,
yes, but let's say that's what we're giving her?
But that's let's say they do that, and then she still, besides that, has like a good decade plus worth of money that should be in that account.
Yeah, she's 18
because
now.
She's been on TV as a child pageant star.
She's getting paid. Well, first of all, she's getting paid for this.
Yeah, she's on TV.
She's getting paid for this.
She's on TV now.
Well, this is a job. There's fucking music behind it. There's a fucking interview happening. This is all bullshit.
Well, no, I think this is her level. This is like doing a podcast
this
for
is,
her.
This is a fucking show. This yeah. is the show.
No, Entertainment Tonight, though.
That's a show, though.
But it's not her show repeated.
Yeah, but it's a show that they fucking, they're producing this.
But the point, well, the point she's making is she's been on so many of these shows, she should have more than 30 racks.
Right.
Hey, man, we should all have more money. Do you know what I mean? This guy's waiting for a roof. He's waiting for a biopsy. Yeah. This man only gets his work done in the hood. Yeah. We all could
use some
more money.
I'm the only one not complaining, baby.
Yeah. You're right. You are absolutely right.
I'm chill. I get a
smiling.
Plate.
Simeon?
I get a roof.
Smiling.
I get a
Simeon?
Plate.
Let me tell you something,
somebody watch the kids for me? It's all.
You are the epitome.
The whole ecosystem.
Of why sometimes I'm like, why am I trying? You know, I'm not saying, it's just sometimes I go home to the hood and niggas are way happier than me. And
I think,
like,
I think it's good to live in the hood. Like, if you can, because yeah. not everybody can. Yeah. I think that's like black privilege.
Yeah.
That you could just go move back into the hood and it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? I mean, you got to know how to act. You can't walk in there with big giant TVs. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, rope Benzes and shit. But you could just get a little crib.
I took Simeon's advice last year.
And, see, Nate can move into the hood.
I moved into the hood, and day two, I think, I was walking in my building, and there was some guys playing dice outside, and I said, hey, how you fellas doing? And I was robbed and beaten. They took all my money, and I had to leave. So I left in the hood. The 2 days that I was there, though, I was having a good time.
Okay.
I smiled the whole time.
All right.
You know what I mean? I had a lot of Flamin' Hot Cheetos. I was having a good time. It was Dude. Great. But then that
See, that's how we
came.
Know you lying. Ain't no Cheetos in the hood. Those is Takis, nigga.
Yeah. Oh, God.
In New York. Maybe in New York. Maybe in New York.
Name brand Cheetos.
He blew his hood.
Too, I love
he
those. Blew. I love those.
Now the nigga blew his German and Inglourious Basterds. You went like this instead of that.
Oh, see, that's what it was. They knew.
You went like this instead of that. So can't be saying Cheetos. It's Takis. Come on, man. Damn, Nate. The money never wakes.
The money never wakes. Down with tech.
Down with tech, Nathan.
Guys, we're going to take a quick little break, a quick little intermission. I want to do plugs real fast before we get out of here. Simeon, Nathan. First, Simeon, tell the people where they can find you if they're looking for you online.
SimeonGoodson.com. Keep it simple. Okay. There you go, boy.
Anything coming up you want to tell the people about?
I'm have, I don't right know now. When it's going to end. Oh, it's live. Yeah, we're going to have live. A. I'm having a party. Just oh, a straight up party.
Okay.
On April 28th.
Good for
it's a
you,
Sunday,
man.
5 p.m.
Hell yeah.
At the Gutter in Brooklyn.
Hell yeah.
So it's no cover.
In
no
the
ba- show.
In the back room of the
Yeah,
gutter?
In the back room. Ooh. We just going to set up some DJs.
You DJing from the stage?
We gonna
yeah,
we're
going to have a few DJs. Ooh. So it's me, my man DJ Armin, Vogel from the cellar. He's going to push shit on the
nice.
Projector.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So, you know, we got drug dealers in there. We got all types of fly shit.
Oh, why?
Pizza, baby. We might
hood.
Get some pizza.
Go Roofers. See a hood party.
Roofers, right? We got
get you a nice little hood party going.
It's not even
on.
A hood party. That shit is in Williamsburg. It's a bowling alley.
That was the opening benefit. That was the opening feature. Drug dealers, so you know.
That's some white people
all
shit.
All of the hustlers drug will be in there.
No, it's drug dealers at a party.
It'd be
so it's
NYU kids
drug
with book bags
right.
on.
It's good,
drug
it's good drug
you
dealers.
Drug
the white
dealing.
Kind.
No, white party
a
got
backpack.
A cocaine buffet.
With the white guy. A white guy with a satchel.
Right.
The Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, I like that.
What do you guys need?
Adrenaline shots? Straight to the heart?
Right. The motherfucking Hunter S. Thompson's.
Nathan,
I'm just playing. There's no drugs deal.
Yeah. Nathan, what are your socials?
At Nathan McIntosh, MacIntosh, and check out Down With Tech on YouTube.
Yeah, please check that out. Very, very funny shit. Very funny. All right. I'm the God. Make sure you follow me at I'm Dave Temple. Make sure you follow Derek at...
I'm the great boy. And, you know, we got shows coming up.
All right, sit tight. We're going to take a little break and come right back.
All right. Okay.